Hello, and thank you for joining us for Options Talk with OIC. I'm your host, Joe Burgoyne, Director of Retail Marketing at the Options Industry Council. OIC is a nonprofit initiative that was created to educate investors and their financial advisors about the benefits and risks of exchange-traded equity options. We offer a variety of resources to those interested in learning more about options, including live seminars and webcasts. So here are a couple ways you can stay in touch. You can like the OIC page on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at options_EDU, and join our group OIC on LinkedIn. Today we are going to be speaking with industry experts about some of the latest topics impacting the options industry. You know, deciding which option strategies to implement may seem a little less complicated when prices are either up or down. But what happens when it looks like there's neither a rise nor a decline in the market? Today, we're going to discuss some strategies to consider when the market is neutral. But before we get started, let me state that options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You should not enter into an options transaction until you have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics and risks of standardized options. This brochure is available by visiting www.optionseducation.org or by calling 1-888-OPTIONS. To keep things simple, commissions, fees, margin interest, and taxes have not been included in the examples used in this podcast. These costs will impact the outcome of all stock and option transactions and must be considered prior to entering into any transactions. Consult your tax advisor about any potential tax consequences. None of the information presented in this podcast should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice. So let's introduce our guest for today's topic on strategies in a neutral market. We've got Alan Grigoletto, Senior Vice President of Business Development and Marketing at Box. Alan, thanks for joining us on the show.
Well, thanks, Joe. It's great to be here.
Alan, tell us a little bit about your experiences in the options industry.
Thank you. I was the first one hired by the Boston Options Exchange to help build out their business side. Prior to that, I was a partner in an investment advisory firm, and I got my start in the industry as an independent market maker and broker on the CBOE.
Wonderful. Lots of different capacities and experiences. Great to have you. Also joining us today from OIC's call center, we've got Darren Tate, a senior specialist of investor services at the OCC. Darren, what's your role over there?
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Glad to be back. My primary role is supporting our 888 options helpline. We also communicate with customers via our online chat and by email, and we also support any content that goes onto the website.
Dynamite. Well, thank you both for being here today. Let's delve right into today's topic. Now, Alan, what would be one strategy that an investor could implement in a market that's neutral?
Well, a very popular strategy is the covered call strategy. The investor writes a call option contract while at the same time purchasing an equivalent number of shares of the underlying stock. Now, with this strategy, the investor's desire is to generate additional income over dividends from the shares owned and or obtain a limited amount of protection against the decline of that underlying stock value. Of course, that protection is limited to the call premium received, Joe.
Excellent. Now, Darren, how about some of the risks and rewards of the covered call strategy?
While the strategy does offer limited protection from the decline in the price of the underlying shares, as well as limited upside profit participation with an increase in the stock price, it generates the income because the investor keeps the premium received from writing the call. And as Alan indicated, the downside protection is equal to that premium that's received. Losses can become substantial, so the main risk with the covered call strategy is really from the declining stock price, where the losses can become substantial if the stock does decline.
That's great information on the covered call. Alan, how about another strategy for us to think about in a neutral market?
Well, there's the neutral calendar spread, Joe, where we sell one near-term at-the-money call option and buy one long-term at-the-money call option. Now, the investor is neutral on the underlying for the short term and wishes to profit from that expiring option in the front month. The maximum loss is limited to the purchase of that spread. The maximum gain is limited to the premium gain from the sale of the near-term call option minus any decay from that longer-term call option.
Excellent. Well, that's covered calls, neutral calendar spread, Darren, how about another strategy?
Sure. One couple strategies that come to mind are straddles and strangles on the short side that can benefit from a neutral market. A straddle is the purchase or sale of both a call and a put on the same underlying security with the same strike price and same expiration. But for neutral outlooks, we would not purchase a straddle. Rather, we would sell both the call and the put at the same strike price. A strangle, on the other hand, is the purchase or sale of a call and a put at the same expiration and different, typically both out of the money, strike prices. Again, here for a neutral outlook, however, we wouldn't buy it. We would sell the call and the put. The call strike is typically higher than the stock price, and the put strike is lower than the stock price. It is very important to understand that short straddles and strangles carry unlimited risk, assuming no underlying stock position or any long options are in there included in the position to protect it. If the underlying goes way up or way down, short straddles and strangles can incur substantial losses. But you do get two premiums for such trades.
Okay, the straddle and strangle. But that last point sounded critically important. Give it to me again about the risk associated with short straddles and strangles.
Well, if the stock moves against you, if it goes way up or way down, that's where on the call side, you're going to have an obligation to sell the underlying security. And on the put side, you're going to have an obligation to buy the underlying security. So, you know, those if it moves way outside of those ranges, it can certainly incur substantial losses.
Okay, good. Now, Alan, how about a little explanation on how these strategies exactly work?
Of course. A short straddle involves selling both an at-the-money call and an at-the-money put in the same expiration period. For an example, a stock is trading at 50. We're going to sell a front month 50 call and a 50 put simultaneously. Now, the goal here for the investor is for that stock to stand still. He wants to gain on the two premiums he's received. He wants to realize those gains. The risk is large to the upside or the downside, as Darren pointed out. A short strangle involves selling both an out-of-the-money call and an out-of-the-money put in the same expiration. The premium received is less than with the short straddle, but the risk of a large move is somewhat mitigated because of those out-of-the-money strikes.
Good stuff. Good stuff, Alan. Now, Darren, we talked about this a little bit, but these advantages and disadvantages of these strategies. How about if you hammer it home one more time?
Limited reward, unlimited risk, essentially, with the short straddles and short strangles. Remember, you are short a call and short a put on the underlying security. If the stock was to increase considerably, you could end up being short stock from a call assignment or long stock from the put assignment if the stock was to decline. These are high-risk strategies that may not be appropriate for many investors. Typically, if one is considering short straddles or strangles, it's a good idea to buy a call at a higher strike and or a put at a lower strike for some protection.
Very good. Now, another strategy that I hear about sometimes is the covered combination. Alan, does that work in a neutral market?
Well, there's a couple of caveats here, Joe. The covered combo can work in a neutral market, but investors need to know this strategy is really a double long if the market heads south. You have a covered call, meaning you're long the underlying and short a call option, but you're also short a put. In a neutral market, the investor takes in two credits from the sale of the put and from the sale of the call. But if the market heads south, he's short a put and can be assigned, and therefore he's long now the underlying share and an additional share from the short put.
Okay. So, you know, the investor just has to be real wary of that stock heading south. Otherwise, in a neutral market, it sounds like that could work. Now, Darren, before we wrap things up, any other strategies that you want to mention to our listeners?
A couple of them come to mind. Butterfly spreads are something that we hear on the help desk from time to time that investors do to take advantage of a neutral outlook. And a butterfly spread is where the investor is going to sell as many short options as they have long options. So in other words, it's a fully hedged position. It's a combination of a bull and a bear spread. There's going to be a lot of commissions for this trade too because it does involve four trades. Long butterflies consist of one long in-the-money option, two short at-the-money options, and one long out-of-the-money option, either all calls or all puts, typically. And expirations are all going to be the same. The distance between the strike prices is the same. For example, if the stock was at $50 and the investor felt the stock was likely to remain there, they may buy a $45 call, sell two $50 calls, and buy one $55 call. The maximum value at expiration would occur if the stock price was equal to $50, the short strikes. What's interesting here is that out of the four options, three of them are expiring worthless and the trade is worth its maximum value. Such spreads are done for a debit, and the maximum gain is going to be the difference between the strike prices less that initial debit. There would also be some profit for the underlying prices a little above and a little below the short strikes. Another strategy that I touched on a little bit ago when we were talking about short strangles was the iron condor.
You're on a roll. Go for it.
All right. The iron condor is where one is short a call above the underlying price and long a yet higher strike call, a bear call spread on this side. On the other side, one is short a put at a strike price below the stock price and long an even lower strike price. And again, all the expirations are the same. The trade generates a credit. Losses occur should the underlying move significantly higher or lower, whereby the short options are in the money by more than the initial credit received. This is another example, Joe, of neutral market strategy.
Great stuff, Darren. A lot of really good information. Now, maybe, Alan, if you could just follow up a little bit on the risks and rewards of the strategies that, you know, Darren just gave to us.
Sure. Thank you, Joe. Well, the reward is limited. So they're a good alternative to straddles and strangles, which have unlimited risk. The losses are limited to the debit paid for the spread, as you're protected by both the upper and lower strikes. Below the lowest strike price, each call will expire out of the money and worthless. Above the highest strike price, the exercise of the long options and the assignment of the short options leaves the investors flat. The risk is limited. The loss is limited to the debit paid for the overall spread.
Outstanding. Good explanation. I think we're about out of time. Anything either of you would like to add?
Well, as Alan mentioned, some of the risk and rewards on these are very interesting, but it's always a good idea to look at where you can hedge your bets too and hedge your investments. And if you're going to be putting on some of these short strangles or short straddles that we touched on, it's certainly a good idea to look at buying some longer options to hedge yourself.
Good point, Darren. Yeah, you know, managing that risk is critically important. Well, again, I'd like to thank Darren and Alan for being here today. I'm sure our listeners got a lot out of this conversation on neutral market strategies. Alan is one of our esteemed OIC instructors, so look for him coming to a town near you. And if you ever want to talk to Darren or any of his knowledgeable staff of colleagues about any options-related questions, they're available to talk to you at 1-888-OPTIONS. They are there to help. Don't forget to check out our website, www.optionseducation.org. We offer courses, webcasts, and of course, podcasts, to name just a few. There's a lot out there to help you learn more about options. Do you have a topic that you would like to hear on one of our upcoming shows? Please email us at options@theocc.com. We'd love to hear from you. Lastly, don't forget the social links we provided at the beginning of our show. You can join us on LinkedIn, like the OIC page on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. And remember, a little options education goes a long way.